crew members, what it be?
Heyo! Ho! Oh, it's not time for news.
They're not going to hear that, so...
I'm going to explain it.
You don't need to explain my failings.
What? Why? Mine get a fucking ding every time I do it. Yours just gets slid under the fucking radar?
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
I'm the fucking editor. I'm the one that makes sure this shit stays out.
We were popping ready to hit this fucking intro, and Wes Dunn hit the wrong button on the pad and decided to play the fucking news music. Got me all types of confused. I was like, dang, I was about
to
be
so,
like...
Yeah, so we had the intro going, and it was all sorts of fun, and then I just straight up went... just not even meaning to, just getting into the news stuff, and then I tried to find which button it was. I mean, obviously, then I hit it. I hit the ding, and then I get to.
Anyway, a nice cutesy little episode here for everybody. It's that time for free and new, baby. Just free and new. Free and new is gonna be a little different this time. This is the first time it's gonna be a little different because this is the first time we actually don't have Games with Gold anymore.
That is true.
It is now just a release of what games are coming to Game Pass and what games are leaving Game Pass.
That is true.
What we got at this point. So I'll do my usual spiel before Wes hits you with a new.
We can't say that too much. They're gonna hit us.
I didn't put an S on the end of it.
They gonna hit
I
us,
said new.
Gonna
new.
Hit, and look, yo, we love those guys, but they're gonna hit us with something.
They'll never hear us to hit us with something. Are you kidding me? Half of them are based here and they still won't hear us. Anyway.
Go Birds.
Go Birds is right. What do you want me to start with? You want me to start with Xbox? You want me to start with PlayStation? What's your fancy? You pick.
Nah, let's start with Xbox. I want to hear what Game Pass.
Let's do it. All right. Coming soon to Game Pass. So available today. We were actually just talking about this. Remnant 2. Sorry. This is just a brain fart.
Let's say what?
So Remnant 2.
My
cloud
man just glitched in the Matrix.
Cloud PC and Xbox Series X and S, obviously. Sequel to the best-selling game Remnant from the Ashes that pits survivors of humanity against new deadly creatures and godlike bosses across terrifying worlds. Play solo or co-op with two other friends to explore the depths of the unknown to stop an evil from destroying reality itself. We actually have plans to play this as soon as Anthony gets home.
Yes, we do.
What we believe is a couple weeks. So we'll actually be able to report on this one.
Yep, and look, some people will actually be able to come and watch because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna push hard as hell to make sure that will be our first
stream
coming back.
Oh yeah, bro,
that's a good one to come back to.
So now, while we are talking about what is coming in December, I'm that is available right now. It has been for. It was available already, right?
Yeah, it dropped this week. It dropped.
So
like,
now the ones that you know that are officially December 1st. Isn't it today?
Yes.
My dates are all messed up.
Yes, today.
So what dropped today, we have Spirit of the North. Awaken the Spirit of the North and start your journey. Set out on a beautiful and meaningful adventure across landscapes inspired by those in Iceland, which is a beautiful place, let me tell you. Discover a land left in ruin as you're guided across mountains by the Guardian of the Northern Lights, solving environmental puzzles to uncover what happened to the ancient civilization that once lived there. Actually, looks pretty sweet.
That sounds really interesting.
Also December 1st, also today, I should say, Steam World Build, available day one with Game Pass. Break ground on a new frontier as the planet dies around you. Dig deep and build wide to excavate long-lost spacefaring technology while ensuring everyone has the vital water, fuel, and creature comforts they need. Do you have what it takes to reach the final frontier?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel sorry for your people. Now, coming December 5th, I love... This might be one of the best names I've seen for a game. It's just fun. You ready for this? Coming December 5th, we have Clone Drone in the Danger Zone.
Okay.
I love that, dude.
So I feel like that has to, like, I mean, we're going to hear some, like, Maverick Top Gun shit, you know what I mean, after that fucking name.
Probably.
Danger Zone.
I was talking about the highway. That's all that's in my head right now. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
So a robot voxel slice them up where any part of your body can be sliced off. With your mind downloaded into a robot gladiator, you must survive the sinister trials of the arena. Fight up to 15 players in last bot standing team up for online co-op or face the robot emperor in story mode.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Absolutely. Also December 5th, Rise of the Tomb Raider, returning to the Game Pass library on December 5th, featuring epic high octane moments set in the most beautifully hostile environments on Earth. Rise of the Tomb Raider delivers a cinematic survival action adventure where you will join Lara Croft on her first tomb raiding expedition. And then next up we have While the Iron's Hot. Step into the boots of a journeyman blacksmith on a quest to become a master and restore a ruined village along the way. That actually sounds kind of cool. This crafty adventure game sends players to the mysterious Isle of Elien, where the world's finest artisans dwell. While you might forge a few weapons on your journey, this isn't the kind of game where you wield them. The island's troubles can all be solved with your wits and crafting moxie.
Hmm.
This kind of sounds like it takes the stress out of it, makes it more of like a relaxing thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of create. I like that.
So do I.
Now for the stress that you don't get with that game, we move into World War Z Aftermath. A heart-pounding co-op third-person shooter for up to four players featuring swarms of zombies. Based on the Paramount Pictures film, World War Z focuses on fast-paced gameplay while exploring new storylines from around the world. I never played that, but I feel like it's just like a Left 4 Dead vibe, yeah?
It would, like, I had the same thought.
Just with, like, their characters from their movie?
Little side note, though, that was actually a book first. And it was written by, do you know who it was written by? He is the son of an incredibly famous actor.
No.
Max Brooks. Mel Brooks' son.
Interesting.
Yeah, he wrote the World War Z, and the adaptation that they did into the movie was not entirely what he wanted, apparently, but I heard a podcast with him on for like 3 hours, dude. It was fucking fantastic.
All right. Time for one of the greatest games of all time, ladies and gentlemen. Goat Simulator 3. It's like, well, it says, Pilgore's back. Gather your herd and venture forth into Goat Simulator 3, an all-new, totally realistic sandbox farmyard experience that puts you back in the hooves of no one's favorite female protagonist. I love that they put it that way. All right.
They don't lie about their games.
That's December 7th. Moving into December 8th, Against the Storm.
Okay, so this one's only PC.
This one is only PC. Yeah, well, that's anyone that's not... That's cloud on Xbox, console. I'll make sure that I say that. So for PC, I will say, because it is on here, a dark fantasy city builder where you must rebuild civilization in the face of apocalyptic rains as the queen's viceroy lead humans... This is a fucking sentence and a half, bro.
The hell?
As the queen's viceroy lead humans, beavers, lizards, foxes, and harpies to reclaim the wilderness and secure a future for civilization's last survivors. Yeah. Do you ever expect to follow up Queen's Viceroy with beavers?
Look, I was okay. Honestly, I was okay with everything until you said harpies. Because harpies is the one... Okay, that's mythological.
Yep.
That one's a little different.
Yep. All right. Cloud console and PC on December 12th, we have Tin Hearts. Embark on lemmings-like puzzles to relive the emotional and heartbreaking story of a genius inventor, Albert Butterworth. Spanning across... I wonder if they're related. No, there's an S in hers. Never mind. Spanning across four distinctive acts with 50-plus puzzles masterfully woven throughout a grand Victorian home, steadily uncover a variety of whimsical inventions with unique abilities to provide a safe route of passage for a troop of tin soldiers to travel.
Hmm.
All right. Ooh, this one can talk about it because Anthony and I already played it. Far Cry 6.
This one I'm excited for because I'm definitely going to fuck with it now that I'm...
Far Cry 6, baby. December 14th. Welcome to Yara, a tropical paradise frozen in time. As the dictator of Yara, Anton Castillo, is intent on restoring his nation to its former glory by any means necessary with his son Diego. Wow. I can't read. With his son Diego following in his bloody footsteps. That was a comma, not a period. Their oppressive rule has ignited a revolution. Play as Danny Rojas, a local Yaran, as you fight alongside a modern-day guerrilla revolution to liberate Yara in this open-world first-person action adventure. It's fun.
Yeehaw.
It's fun.
It's a Persian.
It is fun. Coming to Game Pass Core on December 6th. Now, if I remember correctly, Game Pass Core is like the lowest tier of Game Pass, right?
I think so.
Okay. In the spirit of announcing more games,
service formerly known as Xbox Live Gold.
Got it. Welcome to Game Pass Core members to our first announcement of new additions to the Core library. As a reminder, we plan to update the Game Pass Core library 2 to 3 times a year. These games, along with more than 25 others, will be available with your membership alongside the benefits of online console multiplayer, discounts on games, and more. So with your Game Pass Core, December 6th, you get Chivalry 2, a multiplayer first-person slasher inspired by epic medieval movie battles. You'll be thrust into the action of every iconic moment of the era, from clashing swords to storms of flaming arrows to sprawling castle sieges and more. Charge into battle on horseback and claim glory with your blade.
Hmm.
It's weird. Glory and Blade were so close together, I somehow almost said charge into battle on horseback and claim glory with your butthole. I almost said that.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Whoa.
December 6th, also, we have... this has to be about Amazon. Totally Reliable Delivery Service.
Okay, no. So what it is, it's from the same people that did Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, like Tabs.
Oh, okay.
So okay. It's very ragdoll physics type of stuff.
Okay.
Which is actually a lot of fun though, because you know Tabs was actually a really good time. I fucked with that a little bit.
Buckle up your back brace and fire up the delivery truck, baby. It's time to deliver. Join up to three friends and haphazardly get the job done in an interactive sandbox world. Endure cruel ragdoll physics, like Wes said. Pilot your favorite vehicle and complete the tasks at hand to the best of your ability to attempt your deliveries. And man, Mike has to try this before he tries to be a UPS driver, I guess. Now we have two DLCs coming, I believe.
Just a quick side note. Microsoft, if you want to borrow Andy to, you know what I mean, give the releases, the vocal releases for your games, we can work something out.
Oh, yeah, I'm down. Everything for a price. All right, so the DLC you have, it's funny. I love doing cold reads. I don't know why. Maybe it's a little bit of the pressure, and then...
It has to be, because you just fucking kill it normally.
I love it. Anyway.
I love
it. Two DLCs coming. So Team Fight Tactics Remix Rumble. Take center stage in Remix Rumble, the all-new set for Team Fight Tactics, available as a free update. Recruit champions from award-winning Riot Music Group's K/DA? K-DA? K-DA. We'll call it that.
K-DA?
Sure. True Damage, Pentakill, and Heartsteel to build the ultimate band and the ultimate music track. Grant your team powerful buffs with headliners, then play to your advantage with new and improved portals and augments. That's Team Fight Tactics Remix Rumble, available now. And then available December 5th, you have Fallout 76 Atlantic City. Yeah. Face an overgrown threat encroaching on the once glamorous casino and boardwalk of Atlantic City.
Okay, I might have to jump back
in. I'm going to have to.
Just to see how it looks, because, you know what I mean, that's home territory. That's home turf for us.
I'm with you. The new expedition includes two new missions, three colorful factions, and casino-themed rewards. Fallout 76 Atlantic City Boardwalk Paradise is available on December 5th for free to all owners and members.
Ooh.
And before I get to the couple things leaving on December 15th, we have some Game Pass Ultimate perks. So for anyone that's got Game Pass Ultimate, which we both do. Kart Rider Drift Luchi Loot Pack available now. Grab the Luchi Loot Pack to claim 4,000 Luchi to spend how you want on your Kart Rider journey. And also 3 months of Discord Nitro available now. Enjoy 3 months of an enhanced Discord experience with perks like custom emoji usage, repping a profile banner, per server avatars, 2 server boosts a month, bigger upload sizes, and HD video.
Yeah, so with the Discord, I can't send my friends videos of anything.
Well, you about to.
And there you go. Yeah, because just for the free to use, I mean, you never have the opportunity for that because those files are just way too big.
Excuse me. Well, you can do that now.
Fuck yeah.
All right, leaving December 15th. The following games are leaving soon, but that doesn't mean it has to be goodbye. Save up to 20% on these games to keep them in your library and keep the good times going. Chained Echoes on Cloud Console and PC. Opus Magnum, which is just PC. Anyway, so let me try that again. So Opus Magnum on PC, Potion Craft Alchemist Simulator, Cloud Console and PC, and Rubber Bandits.
You didn't have to look back up. You didn't have to look back up.
I don't feel safe anymore. So that is Xbox, ladies and gentlemen. I got that straight from news.xbox.com, so that is straight from the source. No bullshit. And now we're going to move on to PlayStation Plus, because that's quite short compared to that.
I was about to say.
Quite short. All playable December 5th, and I get this straight from PlayStation Blog. A new month means a new PlayStation Plus monthly games lineup. December's titles of LEGO 2K Drive, Power Wash Simulator, and Sable will be available to PlayStation Plus members on Tuesday, December 5th until Monday, January 1st. So let's take a closer look. So LEGO 2K Drive, PS4 and PS5. Welcome to Bricklandia, home of a massive open-world LEGO driving adventure. Race anywhere, play with anyone, build your dream rides, and defeat a cast of wild racing rivals for the coveted Sky Trophy. Race across the streets, seas, and sands as you build your dream rides brick by brick and enjoy LEGO 2K Drive sprawling story mode. Play together with a friend at home or with up to 5 pals online with crossplay enabled. Play with friends and play with everyone online modes. Wow.
It runs off of 2K?
Yeah. Explore Bricklandia together or show off your skills in cup series and race modes. From mini games to side missions, a whole host of vehicle-filled fun awaits you. Now, this next game, which holds a place so near and dear to my heart, and I swear you will not, if you just give it like a half an hour, you will then finish the entire game because you won't.
I'm going to download it because I have the PlayStation upstairs, so I'm going to download it. I'm going to let Jess mess with it. I'm going to see what she does.
And it's funny that you say that, too, because I downloaded it for me, and Alex and I ended up playing it half and half, and then she, like, took over the back half. Anyway, Power Wash Simulator for PS4 and PS5. Grab your trusty power washer and blast away the grime from vehicles, buildings, parks, and more. Power Wash Simulator is a satisfying clean-em-up where the stress is low and the water pressure's high, baby. Use your earnings as a professional power washer to upgrade your collection of washers, nozzles, cleaning fluids, and extensions, allowing you to tackle bigger jobs and leave them sparkling clean with greater efficiency. Leave your mark on the dirt-covered town of Muckingham alone, or chill out with friends in online co-op. Most importantly, make sure you have some good, clean fun.
Hell yeah.
I never actually played it multiplayer, but I will say it is fun. Like, for anyone that wants a game where, like, it just... It tickles that spot in your brain to see things go from dirty to clean.
It is a very neurodivergent game.
Yes.
Neurodivergent-based.
And what I will say of all, and I've tried, because of this game, I've branched out to try other simulators.
Lawn mowing simulator.
I've tried lawn mowing simulator. I've tried I didn't do the farming one. I did lawnmower. I did...
Is there a tractor one?
There was a zoo simulator that I was really hoping I was going to like. That one I might jump back into. And I also did... there was like a cooking simulator. They are way, way too involved. Like, the Power Wash Simulator really is like a pick up and play, basically. So that's nice. And lastly, for PS5, we have Sable. Embark on a unique and unforgettable journey and guide Sable through her gliding, a rite of passage that will take her across vast deserts and mesmerizing landscapes capped by the remains of spaceships and ancient wonders. Explore the dunes on your hoverbike. Scale monumental ruins and encounter other nomads as you unearth mysteries long forgotten and discover who she really is behind her mask. With its unique art style and original soundtrack by Japanese Breakfast, envelop yourself in Sable's world and explore everything at your own pace. There's a lot in this world just waiting to be discovered. And just to note and to wrap this up with a pretty little bow, it is also your last chance to download November's monthly game, so PlayStation Plus members have until December 4th to add Mafia 2 Definitive Edition, which is fantastic. Dragon Ball Breakers, I have not played, an Aliens Fireteam Elite to their game library.
Fireteam Elite's awesome.
I was about to say, Fireteam Elite, I heard, was good, which is great.
I played it on a Game Pass.
Which is great, because Alien has, like, back and forth struggled. So, like, Alien Colonial Marines, horrific. Alien Isolation, phenomenal.
Yep.
And you're telling me that Fireteam Elite's great, so...
Yeah, Fireteam Elite's fun because you can pick from like different classes of like support or like riflemen or shit like that. And then on top of it, you can pick up all sorts of different guns. You face all different types of xenomorphs.
And something I might actually check out one day that I've never actually seen on here before, PlayStation Plus Spotify playlist. It says check out our PlayStation Plus monthly games inspired playlist on Spotify, which will be refreshed with new songs every month. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's what we got there. Now I'm going to turn it over to the man, the myth, the legend himself, because he's going to tell you all the new games dropping this month.
Yes, sir. So first and foremost, Sable is a really interesting art style.
So it's weird. So when I looked at it, I got a little bit of Journey from it. Have you ever seen Journey?
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly the same,
yeah,
but it's giving me that vibe. But I like it. Every time I see a game like that, you're like, it's got to be indie.
Right? But it's funny because like it looks to me very Star Wars. So, I guess it'll be Tatooine.
Yes.
So, you mean like all the desert and dust and everything else. It definitely has that feel. And I think the dirt bike she's got just helps that along. Because it looks like that episode 1 pod racing shit.
Yeah, it's the hover bike right there.
All right. I'm done with that. But I'm not done with this. Here we go, everybody. Now it's time for the new games of December 2020.
New. I can
I'm
say
tired that. Of it. We are going to get clipped. My God. Okay, so December 1st, we have going to the Switch, Batman the Arkham Trilogy. That's a good one to go. December 1st, we also have for the Switch, Dragon Quest Monsters, the Dark Prince. I think Hobbs fucked with Dragon Quest Monster stuff.
I'm actually excited for that, the Batman trilogy, because people say all the time that those games still hold up today, even graphically. Outside of the first one.
I mean, if that's the case, then it's perfect for the Switch.
Yeah.
Because, because the Switch just, the Switch was the very first of these current gen types, the system, so.
Yeah, because I think that trilogy was already either on Game Pass or PlayStation, because I have it downloaded on one of my systems already.
Oh, no, it was absolute Game Pass.
It was Game Pass,
okay. Yeah, Game Pass is the whole thing. All right, so we also have Steam World Build, going to be for the PS5, PS4, Xbox Series S and X, Xbox One, and Switch. Ooh, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, I said that one. I said that one already. Throwing the Game Pass shit.
Well, yeah, but I also got to say.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, well, don't fuck with me. God damn it. So December 5th, we have a few games. We have The Highland Song coming out for the Switch. Also for the Switch, we have Born of Bread, which is very interesting. And we have Disney Dreamlight Valley, which is going to be coming out for the PS5, PS4, Series S and X, Xbox One, and Switch.
What was that bread game real quick? I'm kind of just hoping it's like a bread simulator, but...
Born of Bread. It would be interesting, wouldn't it? This Disney Dreamlight Valley is very much a Disney Sims type game.
This is fantastic.
Okay, please.
Born of Bread is a wacky and joyful RPG adventure revisiting turn-based combat tropes. Play as Loaf, a flower golem, discovering this enchanting world full of humor, along with a colorful cast of buddies. And when you look at it, like, this just looks like fun.
What?
It looks like fun. Continue, okay. Sorry.
So you're telling me I'm probably going to need to buy that game.
I like bread, so I had to look it up.
Oh, hell yeah. We also are getting Skater XL for the Switch on December 5th. And we are also getting the Anacrusis coming out for the Series S and X and Xbox One. Lord of the Rings, Return of Moira.
Moira.
I think that's right.
Hello, Moira. Is it M-O-I-R-A?
Nope, M-O-R-I-A.
Moria, probably.
Moria?
Moria. Probably Moria.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds Lord of the Rings-ish. Yeah, that's going to be for the PS5. And then for the Switch, we have Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song. So
we talked about that game so much when we saw the thing, and we were so excited to try it. Not one of us did. Yeah, I didn't even know it came out yet. And I'm assuming that's a fucking DLC. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Damn, we suck.
Oh yeah. December 7th, we have Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader. That's going to be for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series S and X, and the Xbox One.
Got to appreciate the longevity with Warhammer, man.
Right?
They've been around for a stretch.
Yes. They've been around so long, you have...
That's what originally...
You have motherfuckers like Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Fucking painting figurines. He's been fucking with Warhammer for that long.
Well, that's what I was about to say. That's what got me into when Mike and I were starting to do tabletop games way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, back when I still lived on Eastern Road. Mm-hmm. Like, that, yeah, Warhammer. Some of those pieces are expensive, bro.
Oh, yeah, I've looked up figurines.
Gosh.
So this is probably one of the biggest ones coming out for December, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Oh my gosh. And Instaboner.
This one is for PS5 Series S and X. Also on December 7th, we have The Outer Wilds is making its way to the Switch, which is pretty cool. That is it's an interesting game.
You played that, right?
I dabbled.
I
wouldn't even say I played it because I might have only had like 2 hours in.
Okay.
But it's the art style is very, it reminds me a lot of like Tunic, like that type of art style.
Okay.
And actually, even Sable, similar. What else do we have here? We also have for December 8th, Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, the definitive edition. This game has actually been labeled as the worst game ever created. But apparently, it is a fascinating story. It's going to be coming out for the PS5, PS4, Series S and X, Xbox One, and Switch.
I already don't want to play it.
By the way,
I don't want to play it.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to play it. I'll pass.
Okay. Where else am I? We have Bear and Breakfast. That's going to be for the PS5 and PS4, December 12th. And also on December 12th, we have Hammer Watch 2 that is going to be coming out for the PS5 and the Switch. Looks like he has something to say. You good?
I was just looking something up because I didn't know when the... Continue.
Of course. We also have Cookie Cutter coming out December 14th, and that's going to be for the PS5, Series S, and X. And we also, also on the 14th, a few more games. We have Granblue Fantasy Versus Rising. That's going to be for the PS5, PS4. And then we have what I would consider one of the biggest DLCs coming out in December. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, The Hidden Treasure of Area Zero. The Indigo
Hell disc yeah.
is going to be coming out December 14th. And I know that we are a console-based podcast, but I do want to put this out because not only it's for Mac, but also iOS. The Resident Evil 4 remake, December 20th, is going to be coming out for those particular avenues. So that is everything that we have for new. That is everything that we have for Game Pass. That is everything we have for PlayStation. So now we're going to give you everything that we have. That's Anthony.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both Console Gaming Crew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
So, Anthony doing that makes me think of, like, NPR radio. Like, I mean, after you hear a song.
Yeah.
You know what yeah. I mean? Like yeah. His voice was very NPR, and I respect that. I like NPR, so I'm like, all right, bro, did good. It cracks me up. I can't stop hearing it, like, for real. Like, when he comes back, I want him to do it live every time that way.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, but I want it. But... we's done, y'all. So I believe next week's episode, we are going to be doing Game Awards. I'm pretty sure that you mean that's going to be a conversation.
If not, yeah.
If not,
we've got...
See, I know for a fact you want to talk about Spider-Man too, because you finished it up.
As does Mike. Yeah,
yeah, as does, you know, our boy Clyburn. And I have no doubt that if we're not talking Game Awards, we're going to get Mike in here and... I'm going to let you guys, honestly, I'll just turn the damn thing on, just walk out. Just y'all do your thing.
Fair enough.
But we just want to let everybody know to please stay safe, wash your hands, do what you got to do to feel good, and we all know it means playing them fucking games. And as always, y'all.
Game on, baby.
Game on, y'all. Be good. Peace. Hit the right one this time.